الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue reading what the author here mentioned, rahimahullah, with regards to the benefits and fruits of al-Iman, the benefits and the fruits, the fawaid wa thimar, that a believer he will find in this life and the hereafter from his faith. So the author, he mentions the sixth benefit. He says, وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ جَمِيعَ الْأَعْمَالِ وَالْأَقْوَالِ إِنَّمَا تَصِحُ وَتَكْمُلُ بِحَسَبِ مَا يَكُومُ بِقَلْبِ صَاحِبِهَا مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْإِخْلَاصِ. And from these benefits is that all of the actions and all of the statements, all of the actions and all of the statements, they are only correct and completed according to the amount, according to the amount of faith and sincerity a person has in his heart. And so the amount of faith, true and sincere faith, al-Iman, and likewise al-Ikhlas, sincerity and purity, which has preceded, is the secret of faith and the essence of faith and the life of faith. According to how well this is established in the heart, will determine the actions and the statements. And they'll be determined in this manner, and the correctness of them and the perfection of them and the goodness of them. And this is a great benefit. And that Iman, by way of the Iman, the actions become correct and upright. The actions become strong and good and beneficial for a person. As for the one who works actions, even if they were in a great manner or in an abundant manner, but he worked these actions without faith, they will not benefit him whatsoever. So for the action to be accepted in the first place, the foundation for that is Iman. So this is a great benefit, the actions and the statements. And according to how well the faith is established in the heart, and likewise the sincerity in the heart of a believer, will determine any of these statements and actions, and how well they're performed, and how beneficial they will be for a person, and the reward that is obtained by way of them. So he says, وَلِهَذَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهُ هَذَا الشَّرْطَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَسَاسُ كُلِّ عَمَلٍ. And because of this, Allah, he mentioned this condition, which is the foundation of every action. مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِ, for example, in his statement, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعِيهِ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعِيهِ. And he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that whoever works righteous deeds while he is a believer, then his efforts will never be rejected. That his efforts will never be rejected. And the Shaykh, he says, أي لا يجحد سعيه ولا يضيء عمله بل يضعف بحسب قوة إيمانه. Meaning that his efforts will never be rejected, and his actions will never be left to waste without any benefit. His actions will never be neglected. Rather, they will be multiplied. Rather, they will be multiplied according to the strength of his faith. Rather, they will be multiplied according to the strength of his faith. وَقَالَ وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. And Allah, he mentioned in his book, the meaning of which is, and whoever intends the hereafter, whoever desires and wants the hereafter, and he works upon the path of the hereafter, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا, and he worked, yani upon the path, and he was upon the way obtaining, striving to obtain the hereafter while he's a believer, then it is these that their efforts will be accepted. Their efforts will be accepted and appreciated. The Shaykh, he says, وَالسَّعْيُ لِلْآخِرَةِ هُوَ الْعَمَلُ بِكُلِّ مَا يُقَرِّبُ إِلَيْهَا وَيُدْنِي مِنْهَا مِنَ الْعَمَالِ أَلَّتِي شَرَّعَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى لِسَانِ نَبِيهِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And striving and hastening or working for the hereafter, this means, or this is, every action that will bring one close to the hereafter and draw one near to the hereafter, yani to the good home in the hereafter and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, yani from the actions that Allah has legislated on the tongue of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani all of the actions that will bring one near to Allah and near to the Jannah and near to the Paradise, and likewise take him away from the hellfire, that Allah has legislated, that Allah has legislated on the tongue of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what it means to hasten and to strive and to work hard for the hereafter. from the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa as'aluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal wa a'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal. O Allah, and I ask you for paradise and that which will draw me near to it from statement and action, and I seek refuge with you from the hellfire and that which will bring me near to it from statement and action. So therefore, this noble verse here, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ, yani he has intended the hereafter. This is what he's hoping for. This is what he's working for. He's not intending this life. This life is not his intention. Rather, he's living in this life and he is benefiting from this life and traversing through this life and using it to get to that which he wants and desires. And that is the hereafter and the pleasure of Allah. So he's not deceived by this life and he's not heedless. Likewise, with regards to the reality of his soul and the creator of his soul. Rather, he's striving for the purpose he was created, which is the home in the hereafter. This is the true home. This is the good home. This is the everlasting home and abode. So he's working for that manner. He's working for that way. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. And whoever intends the hereafter, he desires and hopes for the hereafter, and he hastened upon that way, and he strove hard and worked upon that path, and the path to the hereafter. And while he's a believer, then these are the ones that their efforts, they will be appreciated and shown thanks, meaning they will be accepted. Meaning that they will be accepted. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدَ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever wants the promise of the hereafter or the actions of the hereafter, then we'll increase him in his efforts. And we will increase him in that which he hopes for and that which he desires. And as for whoever has intended and is hoping for the measly enjoyment of this life, then we will give him from that. Yani meaning as Allah wills. And in the hereafter, he will have no portion whatsoever. He will have no portion whatsoever. Again, the importance of checking one's intention and intending the pleasure of Allah and the home in the hereafter, and not being preoccupied with this dunya and this worldly life and the glitter of this life, and deceived by this brief enjoyment and deceiving deception. And a person, he can benefit from this life and enjoy this life, but not at the cost of his soul, and not at the cost of his home in the hereafter, and not at the cost of the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, many times the one who intends the hereafter, the one who truly intends the hereafter and works for that, then Allah, he will open up the dunya for him likewise. And the worldly affair will come to him in an easy manner, will be facilitated for him because of his beautiful intention and effort. But Allah knows best, it's never been seen or found from a person that he would intend this worldly life and he would strive for the worldly life and obtain the hereafter along with that. Rather, this one, he will be a loser. So the intention to attend the hereafter and the pleasure of Allah and the reward with Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will honor a person in this life before the hereafter, and even greater whenever he meets him in the hereafter. So the shaykh, he says, فَإِذَا تَأَسَّسَتْ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ وَانْبَنَتْ عَلَيْهِ كَانَ السَّعْيُ مَشْكُورًا مَكُبُورًا مُضَاعَفًا لَا يَضِيعُ مِنْهُ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ. So therefore, if the actions, and the statements, the deeds, the efforts of a person, they are founded upon faith, and they are based upon iman, then the efforts, they will be thanked. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he will appreciate those efforts, and he will accept them, and he will multiply the reward for them, and not even the weight of the smallest ant will be neglected from that. And that person who bases his actions and deeds upon sincere and correct faith, and likewise performing them in the manner legislated and pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, then they will be accepted from him, and they will be multiplied from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allaha ghafurun shakur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the most forgiving and thankful. Before this, in that verse, Allah, he says, وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدَ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. And whoever performs a righteous deed of obedience, we would increase him in goodness. We would increase him in goodness. وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً أَيْ طَاعَةً يَنِي لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ نَزِدَ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Verily, Allah is the all-forgiving and the most thankful. So whoever works a righteous deed for sincerity for the sake of Allah, and he intends the pleasure of Allah with that, following the legislation of Allah, then Allah would increase him in that. He would increase him in that, giving him success to continue upon that way, and opening up the gateway for more good deeds and more obedience and more actions of goodness and khayr, and making him firm upon that way, and likewise multiplying that reward for him. Inna Allaha ghafurun shakur. Verily Allah, He is the most forgiving and the most appreciative. And He's showing thanks, meaning that Allah Azza wa Jal, He forgives a large amount of sin and disobedience and transgression, a great amount of oppression. Allah, He forgives that and pardons that and overlooks that, a great amount of shortcomings and faults, and He accepts the smallest amount of good, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the case whenever the actions and the statements, they're based upon faith, the faith that has preceded, that has been mentioned, based upon the proper faith, yani inwardly and outwardly, then they will be accepted. And yani the word here, the mashkur, yani that his efforts will be thanked. Yani Allah will thank him. He's the most thankful, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah would accept his efforts and multiply them for him. And multiply for them. And multiply them for him, and not even the smallest ant's weight will be neglected. The Shaykh, he says, وَأَمَّا إِذَا فَقَدَ الْعَمَلُ الْإِيمَانِ وَأَمَّا إِذَا فَقَدَ الْعَمَلُ الْإِيمَانَ فَلَوْ إِسْتَغْرَقَ الْعَمِلُ لَيْلَهُ وَنَهَارَهُ فَإِنَّهُ غَيْرُ مَقْبُولٍ قَالَ تَعَالَى وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. And then Shaykh, he said, and as for the case, if the action was void of faith, the action was void of faith, it did not have faith, it was not based upon Iman, the action, even if the person, he spent his whole night and day performing those actions, meaning he performed a major action, a great action of goodness, and what would outwardly appear to be considered goodness and the likes like this, but it's not based upon faith, it's void of faith and Iman, then it will never be accepted. فَإِنُّهُ غَيْرُ مَقْبُولٌ. It will never be accepted. And Allah the Most High, He says, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمِلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. Talking about the actions of those disbelievers who have no faith. And we turn to their actions that they have performed, and we will cause them to be like dust particles floating in the sky. Like dust particles, it'll be like nothing. No benefit whatsoever. This is the example of the deeds of those people who perform actions without faith. Allah, He says, وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَرَمَادٍ اشْتَدَّتْ بِهَا الرِّيحُ فِي يَوْمٍ عَاصِفٍ. That the example of those who disbelieve in their Lord, their actions are like ashes in the wind, and on a stormy day, on a stormy and a great windy day. يعني لا يقدرون مما كسبوا على شيء. They will not be able to benefit whatsoever from that which they earned or that which they performed. ذَلِكُ هُوَ الضَّلَالُ بَعِيدٌ. This is the farthest, yani the farthest of misguidance. The farthest, yani, of misguidance. So the disbelievers, their actions are like this. The actions that are done without faith. This is the example. Like ashes. If you have ashes and you throw them in the air, then it's like nothing. A person, he will not be able to get them back or benefit from them or gather them. They'll be dispersed in the air. And then if those ashes are thrown on a day, on a stormy and a windy, and a windstorm, then don't even ask about any trying to benefit from them. They'll be lost like this. This is the example of the actions that are done without faith. Rather, even if it was done with faith, any with tawheed, any ikhlas, but it was not done with sunnah, and with mutaba'a, following the Prophet. If it was not done with following the Prophet likewise, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well, it will never be accepted. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدْ. That whoever does an action not in accordance to our affair, لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ دِينُنَا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا يَعْنِي دِينَنَا. That meaning that it's not in accordance to our religion, according to our legal ways, it will be rejected. A marududun ala sahibihi, meaning that it will be rejected. It will be given back. Allah Azza wa Jal, He will not accept it, even if it was done sincerely. Even if it was done sincerely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, but somebody performed it in an innovative manner, contrary to the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever the action may be, however great the action may be, it will be rejected and will not be accepted. And even on the other hand, if a person, he worked it according to the sunnah precisely outwardly, and he learned the legal ways of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on how to perform the action properly outwardly, but he did it showing off and hoping for some worldly gain in this life and the likes like this, Likewise, it will never be accepted as well. It will never be accepted as well. The example will be the same. Ashes in the wind. Ashes in the wind. Dust in the wind. It will never be accepted. It's come in the Hadith Qudsi. Authentic. Yani from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that Allah, He said, أَنَا أَغْنَى شُرَكَ عَيْنَ الشِّرْكِ فَمَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَشْرَكَ مَعِي فِيهِ غَيْرِي تَرَكْتُهُ وَشِرْكَ. I'm the one who is in most free and of no need for any partner. Whoever does an action associating a partner with me in it, I will leave him and his partner. I will leave him and his partner. So for the action to be accepted, they must have these two great fundamentals. These two great fundamentals which are established in the Shahada. The Shahada and La ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what the Shaykh is referring to now. He said, وَذَلِكَ لِأَنَّهَا أُسِّسَتْ عَلَى غَيْرِ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alladhi ruhuhu al-ikhlasu lil-ma'budi wal-mutaba'atu lil-rasul. And the reason why those actions are like dust particles in the wind, or like ashes on a windy day scattered in the storm with no benefit whatsoever, this is because those actions were based upon other than faith, other contrary to believing in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the life of that and the soul and the essence of that is sincerity for the one who was worshipped, meaning making the action and the statement purely and entirely and solely for Allah alone, with no partners whatsoever, and following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-ikhlasu lil-ma'bud wal-mutaba'atu lil-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After this, the Shaykh, he says, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and the Most High, he mentions, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَلِقَائِهِ فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. The Shaykh says, فَهُمْ لَمَّا فَقَدُوا الْإِيمَانَ وَحَلَّ مَحَلَّهُ الْكُفْرُ بِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. And Allah the Most High, He says that, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall we not inform you of the greatest losers with regards to their actions? Shall we not inform you of the greatest losers, those who are in the greatest loss with regards to their deeds and efforts? It is those who their efforts are lost in this life. They're those who their efforts are lost in this life with no benefit whatsoever, while they think that they're doing good. While they think that they're doing good. In their mind, they're doing the best of deeds. They're working hard and striving. They need to perform the deeds. عَمِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ. This is one interpretation of those verses in Surah Al-Ghashiyah. That they are working hard, striving hard, and their efforts are not accepted. Their efforts are not accepted, either because they have failed to bring the conditions, the two conditions for the acceptance of the actions, or failed to bring one of them. So Allah is saying about these people here, this is specifically with the disbelievers. And this is because they disbelieved in the signs of their Lords. They disbelieved in the signs and the proofs and evidence and the verses and the ayat of their Lord and His meeting. So therefore, their actions were invalidated and in vain, and they have no value. They have no weight with Allah in the scale on the day of resurrection. So the Shaykh, he says, so they lost faith, and they're missing faith. Their actions are void of faith. Their efforts are void of having iman, and instead of having iman, disbelief was in place of that, and he belying and denying Allah and His signs, His ayat and His verses, Subhanahu wa Taala. So therefore, because of that, their actions are invalidated and not accepted and rendered in vain. They have no value whatsoever. They have no value whatsoever. No matter how great the action was, no matter how much charity they performed, no matter how much social reform they may have had in the likes like this, like some they would say, working the good in society and rectifying the affairs for mankind, in the relationship in society and the likes like this. If this is not done upon faith, then that is never accepted, and their efforts in the hereafter are nothing. Their efforts in the hereafter are nothing. Are nothing. This is the case for every one of them who died upon disbelief, and their efforts were upon disbelief. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. So the Shaykh, he says, قَالَتْ وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and the Most High, he says, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. And Allah, he says, وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Yani, and Allah, the Most High, he mentioned, they're addressing his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. You, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you were to associate partners in your deeds, then all of your actions will be invalidated. And this is something that is known, that the Prophet, he would never commit shirk. But the mention here and the address to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this manner is to clarify the danger of this affair. That even had the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's the most dearest and nearest to Allah azza wa jal, had he associated partners, which he would never do, and he never did sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but had he, likewise his actions would be invalidated entirely. وَلَتَكُنَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, and then you will be from the losers. But what did Allah say after that? بَلْ بَلِ اللَّهَ فَعَبُدْ وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Any beautiful verses. Rather, Allah alone worship and devote yourself to, and be from those who are thankful, and be from those who are thankful. And this was the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from those devout worshippers and those who are appreciative and thankful for the bounties and blessings of Allah. But this here is an address to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a warning for mankind of the danger of shirk. Likewise, the next verse that the Shaykh mentioned also, وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. This is after mentioning a number of prophets. And this is in reference to those prophets, عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Allah, he said, and had they associated partners with me in worship, then all of their deeds likewise would have been invalidated. Likewise, no doubt the prophets, none of them committed shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal. But again, they need to verify and to clarify and to warn from the danger of shirk and the danger of disbelief, that the person who does his actions based upon other than faith, contrary to faith, not upon iman in the proper manner, then his actions will be rendered vain and invalidated, and they will have no benefit for him in the hereafter. So the Shaykh, he says, وَلِهَذَا كَانَتَ الرِّدَّةُ عَنَ الْإِيمَانِ تُحْبِطُ جَمِيعَ الْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ جميع الأعمال الصالحة كما أن الدخول في الإسلام والإيمان يجب ما قبله من السيئات وإن عظمت والتوبة من الذنوب المنافية للإيمان والقادحة فيه ومنقصة له تجب ما قبلها. He said, and this is because of this, الردة, apostation from faith, يعني leaving the faith, it invalidates all of the righteous deeds. Just as entering into al-Islam and al-Iman also, it removes and does away with all of the foul and evil deeds that have preceded, even if they were great, even if they were tremendous. And likewise, repentance, sincere and true repentance from the sins that are contrary to faith and that are bringing weakness and deficiency to faith, also it removes and does away with that which occurred previously as well. I mean, this is a beautiful reminder here, closing this point, that in this manner, a person who apostated from the religion, وَلِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, and he left the deen, and he exited from faith into kufr, from the, he moved with his actions, for his deeds, his life, he left the realm of faith into the after being there, after being a believer, after being a Muslim, he left that and he fell into disbelief, وَلِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, then this will remove and wipe out all of the righteous deeds. But also in the same manner, yani contrary to that, the one who enters into Islam, into Iman, into sincere faith, this action here wipes out and removes all of the bad deeds and all of the foul and evil and wicked deeds, even if they were tremendous, even if they were major, even if they were, for example, shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person, he entered into Islam and left that, all of that would be removed. And he mentioned likewise for those who are in Islam, those who are already believers, but they have some affairs that are contrary to faith. They have some affairs that are contrary to faith from the sins, like major sins, for example. Also tawbah and sincere repentance removes all of that as well. So the disbelief wipes out all of the deeds, wipes out all of the good deeds, and Islam wipes out all of the bad deeds, and also tawbah and sincere repentance wipes out all of the bad deeds. And if they're contrary, they're contrary. So this is a great benefit from the benefits of faith, that in this manner that the actions will be accepted, and the efforts will be shown appreciation from Ash-Shakur, and the sins will be forgiven and pardoned in this manner because of faith. After this, the Shaykh, he says, وَمِنْهَا, and also from the benefits and the fruits of faith, أَنَّ صَحِبَ الْإِيمَانِ يَهْدِيهِ اللَّهُ إِلَى الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. So the person of faith, Allah, he guides him to the straight path. وَبِهَدْيِهِ فِي الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ يَهْدِيهِ إِلَى عِلْمِ الْحَقِّ وَإِلَى الْأَمَرِ بِهِ وَإِلَى تَلَقِي الْمَحَابِّ وَالسُّرُورِ بِالشُّكْرِ وَتَلَقِي الْمَكَارِحِ وَالْمَصَائِبِ بِالرِّضَى وَالصَّبْرِ. So he says again, rahimahullah, that the person of faith, Allah guides him to, that a person of faith, and meaning because of his faith, Allah guides him to the straight path. And by way of his guidance that he's upon, Allah guides him to the knowledge of the truth. Allah guides him to the knowledge of the truth and to the application of that, and to deal with all of the beloved things that are delightful and the means of enjoyment and delight and happiness in this life. He deals with these affairs by accepting them with showing thanks and having gratitude. With showing thanks and having gratitude. This is a tremendous point. A tremendous point with regards to faith. And likewise, Allah guides him to being able to deal with that which is disliked and hard. That which is disliked and harmful, and that which is from the calamities. Allah guides him to be pleased and to be patient. Allah guides him to be pleased and to be patient. The Most High, he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. That verily those who believe and work righteous deeds, their Lord guides them by way of their faith. Their Lord guides them by way of their faith. So this is a great benefit. And this is clarifying likewise the reality of faith as well. And the reality of faith and how it is performed and how it is actualized. That Allah, by way of a person's faith, any Allah guides him to the straight path. And then while he's on the straight path, Allah guides him through the straight path. And there's a difference between being guided to the straight path and being guided upon the straight path. And this has proceeded. So there are two different types of guidance. One of them is general and the other one is specific. And the believers, they share in that general guidance, but not all of them are guided upon the straight path in the same manner. And the one who has the strong faith, he has a great amount of guidance and a great amount of love. And Allah, he loves him in a great manner. And he has also this allegiance and the walaya of Allah and the protection and the help of Allah in a greater manner. In a greater manner. So therefore, he will be safe from the avenues of misguidance, those shubuhat, and likewise from the destructive sins, from the shahawat and the likes like this, because of his faith, he'll be guided while he's on the straight path to avoid these affairs and to be upright and steadfast. This is what he's referring to here. Any that Allah will guide him with his guidance upon the straight path, and this means that he will be guided to the knowledge of the truth, and he will be guided to detailed knowledge of the haqq, detailed knowledge of the religion, and he will be also guided to have success to apply that knowledge and to abide by that knowledge and to live by that knowledge. And so this is the affair here. Again, the issue of knowledge and application. And this is the great benefit from guidance. And this is the reality of guidance. The person, he'll be guided to the beneficial knowledge, and he'll be given success to apply that. He'll be given success to apply that. He will know the truth clearly, and he will be able to apply that. And he'll know the falsehood clearly, and he'll be able to stay away from that. This is the guidance of Allah. This is the benefit of faith. True faith, this is the reality of that. A person, he will be guided to the correct creed and belief and the correct understanding, and likewise to apply that. And all of the bounties and good things that he has in this life, all of the favors and the delights and the joy that he has in this life, from his health and his well-being, from his wealth and his property, from his home and from his wife and from his family, everything that his heart desires and loves and joys in this life, he'll be guided with that knowledge to use that in the pleasure of Allah. To use that in the pleasure of Allah, to show thanks. This is what he's saying, to show thanks. Because of his faith, Allah will guide him to be thankful. with all of the good and the bounties, meaning he would never use the blessings of Allah and the disobedience of Allah. He would never use the eyes, which is a great blessing, to look at that which is haram and impermissible. He would never use the tongue, which is a great blessing and bounty from Allah, to cheat the people and to lie on the people and backbite and to belittle and to mock the people. He would never use his ears to listen to music and to listen to sounds that are from the whispers of shaitan and the likes like this, and to lend his ear and to falsehood and to evil and to those gatherings where others are backbiting likewise and the likes like this, to the foul and the lowly speech and the vain talk. He would never do that. And because he's been given success, he's guided. He's upon a straight path from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's using his body parts, his blessings and bounties. He never attaches his heart to anyone else, to anyone else besides Allah, with love and hope and servitude and submission and humbleness and devotion and trust and reliance and the likes like this. He will give all of this to Allah. He will show thanks to Allah first and foremost. He will show thanks to Allah first and foremost with all of his bounties and blessings. This is the guidance of Allah. This is the guidance of Allah. How did they get guided there? Because of their faith. Because of their faith. This is in a time of goodness. This is in a time of goodness and happiness and ease and prosperity. And also in the time of hardship and difficulty, whenever a person is facing something that he dislikes, the things that bother him, problems and hardships, whatever they may be, anything that's detestable to him or dislike to him, that he prefer not to be involved in, he's faced with it, or calamities and hardships that befall him in his property, or in his health, or in his wealth, or in his loved ones, and the likes like this, he will be given success at that time to deal with that with patience and to be pleased with the decree of Allah. And this would be from the guidance of Allah. This is the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was speaking about in the hadith of Suhaib, Ar-Rumi radiyallahu anhu, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ إِنَّ صَابَتُ السَّرَّى شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنَّ صَابَتُ ضَرَّى صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before that, he mentioned, وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. And this is not for anyone except for a believer, al-mu'min, yani the one who has strong faith. The strong faith, his affair is good for him no matter what happens to him. No matter what happens to him. This is what the Shaykh is saying here. Yani that this is from the fruits of faith, that he will be able to be upright in life no matter what happens to him. No matter what he's facing, he'll be given success to do the right thing, to say the right thing, to move in the right manner, to move in a good way, yani in a noble way, with dignity, according to a sirat al-mustaqim, according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, according to the Sharia al-Islamiyyah, the legislative laws that Allah has revealed from the heavens, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of his sincere faith, then this will be the success that he has. Guidance to the straight path and upon the straight path. يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. And it has preceded, the Shaykh, he mentioned this verse, that their Lord guides them because of their faith. And he didn't mention guides them to this or guides them to that, to include everything. This is the understanding that the Shaykh is mentioning here. And in deriving from this, guiding them to show thanks for everything that is good and delightful in this life, and guiding them likewise to be patient in every hardship and difficulty and calamity as well. And also included in this, they'll be guided to answer the questions in the grave, and they'll be guided to their places in paradise and their ranks. And the hereafter, they'll be guided to every good in this life. And in the hereafter, bi imanihim, their Lord will guide them by their faith. We ask Allah to guide us by faith. This is a great blessing, a great favor, a great benefit, that a person, he will move because of faith. He will not move because of desires. We have al-huda and we have al-hawa. And the huda is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. This is the huda here, to be thankful for the good and the pleasurable things, and to use them in that which is permissible and pleasing to Allah, and to be patient in times of hardship and difficulty, and to be pleased with the decree of Allah, and to submit and to surrender to that. And this is the guidance, and to move in that manner. And to move in that manner. Contrary to that is to move based upon one's desires and whims, based upon the way one feels and likes, and what he expects and thinks he should have, and the likes like this. And this is true failure. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. To move upon desires, contrary to the guidance. Contrary to the guidance. So because of the faith, they will be guided away from their desires. And they will be guided to follow the guidance. To follow the guidance. What's the verse in Surah Al-Naziat? At the end of Surah Al-Naziat, وَنَهَا نَفْسَهُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. وَنَهَا فَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامُ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. فإن الجنة هي المأوى. ما شاء الله الله أكبر. And he prohibited his soul. As for the one who feared standing before his Lord, and he prohibited his soul from his desires, then the paradise will be his abode. The paradise will be his abode. The importance of fighting the desires and repressing the lusts and whims that are impermissible, and checking them and striving against one's soul with regards to that. After this, the Shaykh says, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and to continue mentioning evidences for this affair. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. And he mentioned the statement of Allah the Most High, the meaning of which is, calamity befalls except for with the permission of Allah. No calamity befalls except by the permission of Allah. And whoever believes in Allah, then Allah will guide his heart. No calamity, no hardship, no difficulty of any kind or of any severity befalls except by the permission of Allah. And whoever believes in Allah, then Allah will guide his heart. The Shaykh, he says, قَالَ بَعْضُ السَّلَفِ, some of the Salaf they have mentioned, and this one particularly is Alqama ibn Qais al-Nakhai, rahimahullah, from the greatest students of Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. He's the one who made this statement. هُوَ الرَّجُلُ تُصِيبُهُ الْمُصِيبَةِ فَيَعْلَمُ أَنَّهَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ فَيَرَضَى وَيُسَلِّمْ. And what is intended in this verse, that and no calamity befalls except by the permission of Allah, and whoever believes in Allah, then Allah will guide his heart. Meaning that this is a man that a calamity will befall him, and he knows that it's from the decree of Allah. And then he will be pleased with that, and he will surrender and submit. And this is the case. And that at the time of calamity, whenever it befalls, at that moment, a believer, he will remember Allah, and remember the decree of Allah, and the lordship of Allah, and that nothing happens except with the permission of Allah. And that Allah, He is the Lord of the worlds. And Allah, He's the most wise, and the most kind and merciful. And from His beautiful names, Al-Hakim, Al-Khabir, Al-Latif, Al-Ra'uf, Al-Rahim, Bi'ibadihi Al-Mu'mineen, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He will remember the likes of these affairs. He will remember that Allah, He's the most merciful, the most kind, and He's the most subtle. And likewise, that Allah, He's the most wise and all knowledgeable. He has supreme knowledge of all things. Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And whatever He decrees is according to His wisdom and His knowledge, and according to His mercy. And that Allah, He's the most merciful with the believing slaves. And that whatever Allah has decreed for us something, then there is wisdom in that, and there's good in that, whether a person he realized that or not. So at this time he will be pleased with the decree of Allah, and he will submit and surrender. And in this manner guidance will come to his heart. In this manner guidance will come to his heart by surrendering and submitting to the decree of Allah. By surrendering and submitting to the decree of Allah. This is an amazing affair. So he said, وَلَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ مِنْ ثَمَرَاتِ الْإِيمَانِ إِلَّا أَنَّهُ يُسَلِّي صاحبه عن المصائب والمكاره التي كل أحد أرضت لها في كل وقت. Now, يعني, he didn't mention it, meaning لكفاه فائدة. يعني فائدة عظيمة. That if it wasn't for the fact, this great benefit here, that Iman, it consoles a person, and it comforts him, and brings ease to him at time of calamity and difficulty and hardship, then this would suffice as a benefit. And it is sufficient as a benefit of faith that whenever a person is afflicted with calamity and hardship, and he mentioned likewise, and every person is exposed to that at all times. Any calamity, a hardship, difficulty, that which is disliked or painful or difficult could befall any one of us at any time. We ask Allah for His protection and His help and to make it easy for us. But this is the case of the human being. This is what the Shaykh has mentioned. The human being, he's exposed to calamities and hardship and difficulty at any time. Something could befall him from the decree and the command of Allah. We're under the decree and the command of Allah. Anything can happen at any time. And this is the case. But from the fruits of faith, that whenever they do befall, whenever the hardship does come, whenever the calamity does afflict a person, he's able to deal with that. His faith will bring him comfort and ease, and will console him. His faith will bring him comfort and ease, and it will console him. He said, وَمُصَحَبَةُ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْيَقِينِ أَعْظَمُ مُسَلٍ عَنْهُ وَمُهَوِّنٍ لَهَا وَذَلِكَ لِقُوَّةِ إِيمَانِهِ وَقُوَّةِ تَوَكُّلِهِ وَلِقُوَّةِ رَجَائِهِ بِثَوَابِ رَبِّهِ وَطَامِئِهِ فِي فَضْلِهِ. He said, and being the company of Iman, yani the companionship of faith and certainty, is the greatest thing that will console a person. It brings the most comfort. Any of the person that a person, his faith will be with him, that he will have faith, and he will have certainty in the decree of Allah, and he will have iman, true and sincere, firm faith in the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his authority and command. This is the greatest thing. This is the greatest thing that will console a person at the time of hardship and help him to deal with that affair. That this is something that fell from him, from the decree of Allah. That fell upon him, afflicted him from the decree of Allah. He has no way out of that. He has no way out of that except to return to Allah. This is from the greatest means to find peace and ease and the like in one's heart at the time of calamity. This will lighten it, he says. And this is because of the strength of one's faith and the strength of one's reliance and trust upon Allah, and the strength of one's hoping for the reward and desiring the virtue and the grace of Allah. So at the time of calamity, this is the case. It will be easy for him, and it will console him, his faith will, whenever he has strong faith, coupled with strong reliance and trust in Allah. Strong reliance and trust in Allah. And likewise, a strong hope and desire for the reward and the mercy of Allah. And the reward and the mercy of Allah. At this time, his faith will be a means of ease and consolement and comfort for him. And comfort for him. So he says, فَحَلَاوَةُ الْأَجْرِ تُخَفِّفُ مَرَارَةَ الصَّبْرِ. He said, because the sweetness of the reward and the recompense, it lightens the bitterness of the patience. And the sweetness of the reward, any of the one who remembers Allah and remembers his reward, the reward of the patient, the reward of the obedient, and the reward of those who surrender and accept his decree, subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will lighten the bitterness of and the hardship of being patient. This will lighten the hardship of being patient. He said, the Most High, he says, قَالَ تَعَالَى إِن تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. He mentioned a statement of Allah, the Most High, the meaning of which is, and he mentioning about the between the believers and the disbelievers in time of battle. If he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the believers, verily, if you find pain, if you are experiencing pain, then them likewise they're experiencing pain. But then verily likewise they're experiencing pain the same way you're experiencing pain. But you're hoping from Allah that which they do not hope. And so the believers, they're going through hardship and difficulty and experience pain, and so do the disbelievers as well. Especially in the time of battle, there's casualties on both sides. But the believers, they hope from Allah that which they do not hope. They hope from Allah that which they do not hope. An indication to the great affair of hoping for the reward from Allah. Al-ihtisab. Ihtisab al-ajr. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every circumstance, especially in times of hardship. You need to deal with that. This is what he's saying here. And the hoping for the reward, the sweetness that one finds in hoping for the reward from Allah and believing in the promise of Allah. For the patient, this will lighten the bitterness and the hardship one finds in dealing with these affairs. This verse here is an evidence for that. So now he says, Rahimahullah, وَلِهَذَا تَجِدُ اثْنَيْنِ تُصِيبُهُ مُصِيبَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ أو متقاربة وأحدهما عنده إيمان والآخر فاقد له تجد الفرق العظيم بين حاليهما وتأثيرها في ظاهرهما وباطنهما وهذا الفرق راجع إلى الإيمان والعمل بمقتضاه. He said, and because of this, you will find two people, a calamity will befall both of them. Any of the same calamity will befall both of them, or it will be similar. Any of the same type of calamity, in the same manner, or in a similar manner, will befall two different people. One of them has faith, and the other one, he does not have faith. You will notice a major difference between the two of them in their circumstances and situation. Any, a person who has faith, and he lost a loved one. A person without faith, and he lost a loved one. Both of them, they love their beloved. Their hearts are attached to their loved one. And they're grieving at the loss of their loved one. But the one who has faith, and the one who does not have faith, you find the way they deal with these affairs, and their situations are way different. This one, he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ighfir lahu wa lahum. He'll start making dua for him. And he'll start supplicating for him. And no doubt he'll have hardship in his heart, but he will deal with it with his faith. And he will return to Allah. And he with hope that Allah will pardon him and forgive him. And the likes like this, and he will know that this is the calamity of Allah. And even his companions and loved ones, they will say to him, Inna lillahi ma ata wa lahu ma akhadha wa kullu shayn inda Allahi bi ajrin musamma. فاصبر واحتسب. يعني like this, سبحان الله, that this is what we mentioned to him, and he would deal with his calamity in a noble way, in a noble manner, in a beautiful way. As for the kafir, the one who does not have faith, or he's deficient in his faith, maybe he'll start screaming, maybe he'll flip and fall, maybe or all type of other crazy things, or maybe he'll start doing drugs, or he'll go yani doing some yani, who knows what would happen to the type of person who deals with the calamities without faith. Waliyadhu billah, sometimes they lose their mind for a day or two, and or they use that as an excuse to act wild and to act yani in a crazy manner. And then whenever they're asked about that, they say, well, his so-and-so died, and the life's like this, and this is yani how he deals with that. So no doubt it's different. And he says, the Shaykh is saying, so the difference between the two returns back to having faith and the application of what that faith requires. The application of what that faith requires. He says, وَكَمَا أَنَّهُ يُسَلِّي عِنْدَ وُرُودِ الْمَصَائِبُ وَالْمَكَارِهِ فَإِنَّهُ يُسَلِّي عِنْدَ فَقْدِ الْمَحَابِّ فَإِذَا فَقَدَ الْمُؤْمِنُ حَبِيبَهُ الَّذِي تَمَكَّنَ حُبُّهُ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ من أهل ولد من أهل وولد ومال وصديق وشبهها تسلى بحلاوة إيمانه والإيمان خير عوض للمؤمن عن كل مفقود كما هو مشاهد مجرب. So he said, and also just as the faith, it will comfort and console a person whenever calamities and difficulties and affairs that are disliked befall him, then likewise it will console him and comfort him whenever he loses something that is beloved, whenever he loses something beloved to him. For example, he said, because verily a believer, so if a believer, he loses his beloved, something that the love of that thing is firm in his heart, any from his family or from his child or from his wealth or from his friend or that which is similar to this, and anything that a person, a believer, he has love for his family, he has love for his child, he has love for his companion and friend, he has love for his wealth and property. If he lost any of these affairs that he has a strong love for in his heart, then he will, his faith and the sweetness of his faith will console him, will comfort him, will keep him calm and be a means of ease and peace for him. And in this manner, and the Shaykh is saying, وَالْإِيمَانُ خَيْرُ عِوَالُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ أَنْ كُلِّ مَفْقُودِ. And faith, sincere faith, al-Iman, is the best substitute, yani the best replacement for a believer from everything that he lost. And he, meaning that no matter what you lose, so long as you did not lose your faith, then that loss is light. That loss is light. The person, he lost a family member, that one is near to him, or beloved companion and friend, and the likes like this, or he lost some wealth and property or position, or so on and so forth. And you know about, no doubt, some of these things could be major and have a great effect in his life, but great in replace of that, Allah is giving something greater and better, and that is his sincere faith. That is his sincere faith. Alhamdulillah. Many of the Salaf, they would say this, they would look at a calamity and they would remember themselves that it could be worse. One of the things that they would thank Allah, and they would say that he would thank Allah Azza wa Jalla at the time of calamity that he was given success to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, at the beginning of that. So when the calamity befell, if he was given success to remember Allah in this manner, he would thank Allah for this. And then he would think about the calamity and he would realize that it could be worse than that. And he would thank Allah for that. And he would look at the calamity and he would think that at least it was not in my religion. The calamity, I was not affected in my deen with the shubha or a shahwa and the likes like that. And he would thank Allah for that. And he would thank Allah for that. Because yani, if a person, he lost something from this worldly affair, yani, there are replacements. But there's no replacement for faith and for iman. There's no replacement for that. Yani, if a person, he loses that, waliyadhu billah. So this is what he's saying. So he says, وَفَقْدُ الْمَحْبُوبِ فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ مَعْدُودٌ مِنَ الْمَصَائِبِ. And losing something that is beloved, losing a loved one, in reality is considered from the calamities. It's considered from the calamities. And so iman yani, will suffice him in this. And the iman will console him in this. So he says, وَلَوْلَا أَنَّ يَعْقُوبَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عِنْدَهُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ مَا يُهَوِّنُ عَلَيْهِ مُصِيبَتَهُ في فقد يوسف عليه السلام مع شدة حبه العظيم بحيث قال لإخوته لما طلبوا منه بعض يوم أن يذهب معهم ليرتأى ويلعب قال إني ليحزنني أن تذهبوا به فأخبر أن المانع له من إرساله أنه لا يصبر على فراقه ولو ساعة من نهار، ولكنهم عالجوه وذكروا له الأسباب التي توجب له أن يرسله معهم، فأرسله ليقضي الله أمرا كان مفعولا. So the Shaykh is saying now, so losing a loved one in reality is considered from the calamities. And if it had not been for the faith that Yaqub he had, alayhi salatu wasalam, the strong faith that he had, that lightened his calamity for him whenever he lost Yusuf, alayhi salam, the one who he had a great love for. And Yaqub alayhi salam, he had a great love, the love of a father, yani for his son Yusuf, a great love. He loved him in a great manner, alayhi salatu wasalam. But because of his sincere and true faith, this great calamity with regards to him was lightened for him, and he was able to deal with it. And even the Shaykh is mentioning an example of how much Yaqub he loved Yusuf, alayhi salam. He said whenever his brothers mentioned to him, and they asked Yaqub to let Yusuf go with him for part of the day, just for a part of the day to go play, to go run in the field and to play. And at this time, Yaqub, he said, verily, it grieves me that you would take him. And they're asking him, their father, and outwardly, they want to take him to go play in the field for a little while. Not long, they want to go play in the field for a little while. But what did Yusuf say? إِنَّهُ إِنِّي لَيَحْزُونَ. Verily, indeed, it grieves me that you would take him. And he doesn't want to be away from him for even a moment, not even long enough for them to go play in the field. Not even long, because of how much he loves him. He wants him near him. He doesn't want him away from him, alayhi salam, like this. So the Shaykh says, he is informed that the reason that prohibited him from sending Yusuf along with them is that he's not able to be patient in being away from him, even if it is a moment from the day, and a brief moment in the daytime. He does not want to be separated from his son, not even for a moment in the day. And this is why he did not let him go. But they dealt with him, and they coerced him and talked to him and mentioned many different excuses and the likes like this until he let him go with him. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned a portion of a verse, لِيَقَضِي اللَّهُ أَمْرًا كَانَ مَفْعُولًا. And Yaqub, he let Yusuf go, alayhim as-salam, in order for Allah Azza wa Jal, his decree to be established, and in the decree that Allah has decreed to befall. فَمَنْ هَذِهِ حَالُهُ, the Shaykh, he says, so who are the, فَمَنْ هَذِهِ حَالُهُ وَهَذَا حُبُّهُ الْبَلِيغُ الذي لا يمكن المعبر أن يعبر عنه، هل يدخل في الذهن أنه يبقى هذه المدة الطويلة على الوجود، بل يغلب على الظن أن الحب يفتت كبده بأسرع وقت، ولكن قوة الإيمان وقوة الرجاء بالله أوجب له أن يتماسك كل هذه المدة حتى جاء الله بالفرج الذي وعد به المؤمنون. He says, so the one who his condition is like this, and he has this great love and this manner that the person is not even possible to mention any to express the greatness of that love. Could it even be imagined that he would remain this long time without having him? That he could remain this long period without having his son along with him? So the Shaykh is mentioning about the great love that Yaqub had for his son Yusuf alayhi salam, that a person, he could not even express the extent of this love in words, and it could not even come to mind that a person, he could remain this long without his beloved for a long period in this manner like this. He says, but rather a person, he would probably think, or most likely he would think, that the love that he has in this manner and the loss that he has faced would tear apart his liver. Tear him apart from the inside out. And he says, يُفَتِّتُ كَبِدَهُ, and he literally ripping apart his liver from the pain and the agony that he feels because of the extent of his love. But then the Shaykh, he says, and that this would happen in the quickest time, in a moment, a person who loved the person in this manner, and then he lost him suddenly like this, and this heartache and pain would tear him apart quickly. But he says, the strength of his faith and the strength of his hope and the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal, and his hope in Allah, the strength of his hope in Allah. So he says, وَلَكِنَّ قُوَّةَ الْإِيمَانِ وقوة الرجاء بالله أوجب له يتماسك كل هذه المدة. But rather, the strength of faith and the strength of hope in Allah required for him and brought about for him to hold fast, to hold back, and to control himself, this whole time. He never lost control. He never lost hope. He never gave up. And the likes like this, this whole time, until the relief and the aid came from Allah Azza wa Jal, which the believers have been promised. And this is a great example of how sincere faith will calm a person and help a person and console a person and comfort a person at time of hardship and losing a loved one and the likes like this. Even if we look at Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he was cast in a well and then picked up as a slave. Who casted him in the well? His brothers, who pretended to be well-wishers for him, come, let's go play. Let's go run around and play. And then they throw him in a well and leave him there. And alayhi salatu wasalam, and he's a young boy. And then he's taken as a slave. And then he's tried in the manner that he's tried, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then whenever he's freed and he has authority and he's given strength and the likes, and he has the upper hand, la tathrib alaykum. There's no blame on you. I do not accuse none of you. Shaitan came between me and my brothers. Like that, he didn't say my brothers did this. Shaitan came between me and my brothers like this, and he pardoned them all. This could only happen with faith. This is a great affair. This is a major affair. This is because of the strength of faith and the strength of hoping for the reward from Allah, hoping for the promise of Allah, hoping for the meeting of Allah. He strikes another example. وَكَذَلِكَ أُمُّ مُوسَى. And likewise, the mother of Musa, عليه السلام. حين ذهب اليم بموسى. Whenever the river took off with Musa. The words of the Shaykh, he said, لَمَّا ذَهَبَ الْيَمُ بِمُوسَى. And likewise, the example of the mother of Musa, عليه السلام, whenever the river took off with Musa. The river took off with him. But she put him in the box. She put him in the box and he's a baby. And then what happens? She's standing there. Next thing you know, what happens? The river takes off with him. ذَهَبَ بِهِ فِلْيَمْ. ذَهَبَ بِهِ الْيَمْ. The river takes off with him and she's watching her son like this. But she has faith. He said, وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُهَا فَارِغًا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا مِنَ الْحُزْنِ عَلَى مُوسَى. And at this time, her mind is completely empty from everything except for grief and worry about Musa alayhi salam. And could you imagine the situation to truly imagine that there's a river in front of a person, and then a person, he puts his child in the river and it runs off, and the child is running down the river in a small box. What river is that? Wallahu alam. What river is in Egypt? It's a big river. If you ever seen the Nile River, it's big. It's not a small, it's pretty big. Some parts of it are very wide. And the likes like this, and Musa alayhi salam, a baby in a box, and he's running, the river's running away with him, literally running away with him. And then he says, rahimahullah, lawla an Allah rabata ala qalbiha bil iman wa alimat anna wa'dallahi haqq lakadat tubdi bima fi qalbiha wa tusarrihu bi musibatiha walakin huwa al iman al muthabbit 'inda al shada'id المصلي عند المصائب المقوي إذا وهنت القوة والمعزي إذا عز العزاء إذا عز العزاء. So he says, Rahimahullah, but if it was not for the fact that Allah strengthened her heart with faith and she knew the promise of Allah is true. What is he referring to? Allah strengthened her heart with faith. That's number one. She knows the promise of Allah is true. So what is she doing? She's hoping for the promise of, she knows the promise of Allah is true. So therefore she's hoping. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the point of this benefit here. Combining between these affairs, al-iman wa raja, and having sincere faith in Allah azza wa jal, along with hoping for the help and the reward and the mercy of Allah azza wa jal. So she knows, so if it had not been that Allah had strengthened her heart with faith, and she knows the promise of Allah is true, then she was about to express some of the things that were in her heart and say apparently and directly the calamity that befell her. But she didn't. She didn't express that. She was calm about that. She was well-mannered about that. In this manner, he says, Rahimahullah, but it is al-Iman al-Muthabbit in the Shadaid. It is the strength of faith that will make a person firm at the time of calamities. His faith will make him firm. The faith makes a person firm at the time of calamities, believing in Allah and believing in the decree of Allah, knowing Him by His beautiful names and attributes, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and knowing Him by His signs and His creation, and hoping for His help, hoping for His mercy, hoping for His reward. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the greatest means to bring peace and ease at the time of calamity. And this is the greatest means to strengthen a person whenever his strength is weak. And he may be physically, and he becomes completely overcome. And the circumstances sometimes overcome a person where he loses his ability entirely. He breaks down. He has no way out for him except to turn to Allah. And now he becomes strong. And now he becomes strong. Maybe physically he becomes weak. Emotionally he's torn. And the likes like this. But whenever he turned to Allah Azza wa Jal, now he becomes strong because of his faith. Because of his faith. He said, and likewise he becomes mighty whenever the might yani is lost. The Shaykh, he says, وَقَالَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي وَصِيَّتِهِ الْعَظِيمَةِ فِي حَدِيثِ بْنِ عَبَاسٍ الصَّحِيحِ رضي الله عنهما الذي في السنن تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.